along. At the risk of generalizing, I would say that the basic problem can be summarized as follows. What women want is to be loved, to be listened to be desired, to be respected, to be needed, to be trusted, and sometimes just to be held. What men want is tickets for the World Series. So we can see that men and women do not have exactly the same objectives in mind, which is why, as a rule, the only time you see two people of the opposite sex who have achieved true long-term stability in a marriage is when at least one of them is in a coma. This is strange when you think about it. I mean, look around at the other species. Most of them are much more stupid than humans are, not counting humans who pay to watch automobile races, yet they have their male-female relationships all worked out. Take squids. Squids may have little tiny brains, but they know exactly how to have relationships. The female squid goes into heat at exactly the right time, and all the male squids come around and wave their tentacles in exactly the most attractive way, and she picks out the one with the biggest suckers or whatever, and they mate. And they know exactly how to mate, the same way that squids have been mating for 46 million years, without any kind of formal instruction whatsoever. Wouldn't that be great? I don't mean having sex with a squid. I don't recommend that unless you get truly desperate. I mean having everything all worked out between the sexes. Having a procedure where everybody